Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. We're in for a treat this week, dear carousellers. The pop culture phenomenon of the James Bond Experience comes to the stage at Pacifica Performances on Saturday, April 26 at 7 o'clock, an evening celebrating over 60 years of James Bond, the theme songs, stories of the times, the making of the films, and of the men who have portrayed the coolest of the cool, Secret Agent 007 James Bond. Get your tickets in advance at pacificaperformances.org, only $25 a seat. And if you subscribe to their concert series, you get $5 off every ticket. Make your money back in 5 shows. My guest today is Bay Area performer Deborah Del Mastro, singer, voice coach, trumpet player, actress, and expert on everything Bond. Bond girls, Bond villains, the Cold War, and the birth of the worldwide love of secret agents. Deb Del Mastro, welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, I love the James Bond culture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Number two, you are so talented.
Aw, thank
you. You're a performer, a voice coach, an actress, musician.
The fun thing about this show is there are so many horns and strings and all that, and not only do I get to sing all this to you, but I get to play all these awesome trumpet parts, too. Taking it up the octave, let's go. Yeah, I got my start in trumpet in the Navy band. So I am ex-Navy band. I was a trumpet player and singer back at stationed at Treasure Island back in the 1900s.
Good for you. I love that. Back in the 1900s. What were you listening to as a little girl in the Bay Area?
Oh, boy. No, so I wasn't in the Bay Area as a little girl. My father worked for the Air Force as a civilian. I moved all over the United States. So I've lived in, I think, 12 states. Grew up mostly in the South. So what I grew up listening to was my parents' music, which was Lawrence Welk and Mantovani and, you know, Frank Sinatra and all that stuff. But I was listening to Motown, and I mean, this is the 60s in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. So I grew up listening to R&B. I think about it now. You know, here's this 8-year-old in her room with my clothes and play, GE turntable and my 45s singing, "Ain't no mountain high enough." Well, you know, just going for it. At 8, 9 years old. So, yeah, I started early. I thought I was going to be the next, I don't know, Diana Ross.
Let's go now into the James Bond Experience at Pacifica Performances on April 26th. It's a Saturday, 7 o'clock showtime.
Yes.
Tell us about the inspiration and the birth of the James Bond Experience.
Well, that's kind of funny because actually I was asked to do a James Bond-themed New Year's Eve gig, you know, 4 hours of James Bond music because they had a theme of Casino Royale and they wanted James Bond music. Well, in the other room, there was a DJ for dancing. And then we had this 5-piece band and we did all the James Bond themes and some of the interim stuff and other secret agent stuff. And I thought, well, this is kind of fun. Let me look up some trivia on it too. So we had an absolutely packed house. Instead of dancing, they were over in front of us, and I was saying, well, in 1967, this is what happened, and this, and people were like, oh, yeah, and then they'd come up and talk to me. You know, I remember reading this book, and, you know, and it was like, oh, I think this could be something really entertaining that reaches a wide demographic of people because, you know, I mean, my parents watched James Bond. My kids know James Bond. You either, you know, Sean Connery or you know, Daniel Craig. That's about 60 years right there. So Yeah, so then I just wrote the show together. I just put it together and said, let's go chronologically. And, you know, I do most of the... We talk also about how in the 60s, James Bond inspired the whole spy series, secret agent series on television.
Okay, perfect. Now, yeah. We're going to do that in a second. But I want to tease the carousellers now with a song that you're probably going to play on Saturday, April 26, 7 o'clock at Pacifica Performances in Pacifica, of course. And I'd like to start with Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yes.
That is by far my favorite Bond song. Tell us about why you're picking it.
If there's any iconic sound that actually, a song that actually like just cemented the Bond sound was Goldfinger. And Shirley Bassey, what a thrilling, thrilling sound that is. And I've got that belty Broadway voice, so I can kind of get up there and go for it. It's so much fun.
All right, we're going to talk about the James Bond myth right after we hear this song from Shirley Bassey. It's Goldfinger, Coastside Carousel with Deb Del Mastro on KHMB. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And you're hearing the music of James Bond today. Why is that? Because Deborah Del Mastro is here, and she is the leader of the James Bond Experience, coming to Pacifica Performances on Saturday, April 26. Get your tickets. Go on the website now. And if you become a member, you can make your money back in 5 shows. Tell us about the James Bond myth. Not only does it talk about the secret agents in the British spy world, but we're still, to this day, fascinated with secret agents and spies.
Absolutely. So, you know, back back then, back in the 60s, because it started in 61, I believe, 61, 62, with Dr. No. And that was right around the time. So it was Dr. No, and then the next one was Goldfinger, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah,
no,
Goldfinger
to Russia with Love. To Russia with Love,
oh,
then
right.
Goldfinger.
Then Goldfinger.
Yeah. At that time, with the Cold War and everything that was going on with the James Bond series and that, you know, all of that, we became totally fascinated with secret agents. You know, we had the Man from U.N.C.L.E., right? We had the Avengers, you know, Mission Impossible. I mean, do you remember? I remember as a kid sitting, you know, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, right? Your mission, should you choose to accept. You know, it was just so thrilling. I don't know. It was so fun.
And not only that, as a young boy and maybe as a young girl, wherever you were growing up at the time, because you were a brat, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Moving around the country a lot. But I used to read Spy versus Spy magazine.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was Mad Magazine.
Mad
they
Magazine.
Had a section called Spy versus
right,
Spy.
Right, yeah.
And I love that as a little kid
Me
in Half Moon
too.
Bay.
Me too.
I want to go into another song, Deb, Live and Let Die.
Yes.
By Paul McCartney. I'll tell you a quick story, and then you can tell me why you're choosing this song for your
sure.
for your event on Saturday, April 26th. So the Broccoli family,
yes.
executive producers of the Bond series, came to Paul McCartney and said, would you write a theme song for us? And the name of the movie is going to be Live and Let Die. So Paul writes a song. George Martin is producing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then George takes it to the Broccoli family. And the Broccoli family goes, oh, this is good. Yeah, we'll let you know who we want to sing it for us. And George Martin goes, I don't think you quite understand what's going on here. If you want this song, Paul McCartney will sing it, and only Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Do you have another story about
Perfect.
Living Let Die?
Oh, God, that's great. No, I don't have a story that good, no. You know, basically, I go in chronological order, and Live and Let Die is one of those iconic songs. You know, some of the James Bond songs, you know, Man with a Golden Gun, you don't know that one so well, but everybody knows Live and Let Die. And you all get to sing along on Live and Let Die.
But you don't have the pyrotechnics like Paul McCartney does on live shows, do you?
I don't. You can bring sparklers. That would be okay.
All right, carousellers, let's hear it now. This is Live and Let Die. We're talking to Deb Del Mastro, Pacifica Performances, the James Bond Experience on KHMB.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists along the coastside. And the big dogs who come here to play live, we're talking with one of them right now, Deb Del Mastro, who'll be at Pacifica Performances Saturday, April 26th, 7 o'clock showtime. Go to the website and grab your tickets now. It's going to be a great show. I wish I were in town. I will not, I will be in my other home in San Diego. I am so sorry. Aww. Otherwise, I'd be in the front row with you.
You'd love it.
More about the flow of the show that you're going to do. How many songs will you actually do over maybe a two-hour period?
Let's see. It's 90 minutes. 20? That's my co-producer on the
side. I was going to say your husband is here. Yeah. Is he your executive producer?
Yes, he is my executive producer. He's my co-producer. And he is also the drummer in our show, too. He's played every single one of them, so he knows these. He knows them better than I do, for crying out loud.
Deb, one of my favorite songs also is by Nancy Sinatra. We play it right here on KHMB. It's in regular rotation. You Only Live Twice. Is it hard for you? No, this is an unfair question. It's not hard for you to hit all those high notes, is it?
Oh,
you,
no.
It's easy for you.
Yeah. And You Only Live Twice isn't all that high. I also play my flugelhorn on that one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it now and pretend that Deb is playing a flugelhorn right now. This is You Only Live Twice, Nancy Sinatra on Coastside Carousel, celebrating the James Bond Experience on Saturday, April 26th in Pacifica on KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel on KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale. This show is brought to you each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And I am so excited. We're talking about the James Bond Experience. Deborah Del Mastro is here, and she is a maestro, a maestro,
maestro
of James Bond music. She created this show, and go get your tickets now. It will sell out. 20 minutes goes by fast, so we got to wrap it up. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Can you do a theatrical version of Bond, James Bond? Singing it?
Singing it.
Yeah, can you do that? That'll be our outro.
Bond, James Bond.
Dev Del Mastro, you are a maestro. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been great.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.